This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Now that really is at your control, which is the tax returns. Yeah. Mitt Romney, during the debate, was bringing it up again. You could show him in a second if you want to. Why is Trump delaying?
Well,
what do you say?
Let me explain about Mitt. You know, Mitt is a guy who was a horrible candidate. He lost the race that should have been won and should have been won easily. And I don't know what happened. He, like, disappeared the last 2 months. But when Mitt gave his tax returns, just so you understand, it was about 6 months from now in 2012. It was exactly September 21st. And that's when he gave his tax return. We're in a different world. So, you know, Mitt is just trying to remain relevant. Nobody's talking to him much anymore. He got some publicity today. But the one problem I have is that I'm always audited by the IRS, which I think is very unfair. I don't know, maybe because of religion, maybe because of something else, maybe because I'm doing this, although this is just recently.
What do you mean religion?
Well, maybe because of the fact that I'm a strong Christian and I feel strongly about it, and maybe there's a bias.
You think maybe you get audited for being a strong Christian?
You see what's happened. I mean, you have many religious groups that are complaining about that. They've been complaining about it for a long time.
So I've had many ones that aren't audited. This seems like an easy answer for you.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that. We have to put it together in a very unified way. They all relate to each other. I don't know if you saw the picture I have where I have almost 1,000 pages.
Stack of paper.
The ones from previous relate to the ones later, and it doesn't make sense unless they're all related.
You know what you would do with this issue if somebody else.
Well, just a little bit of the highlight last night, wanting to ask about Trump's income tax report and if he was going to, file them with everybody so everybody could see them. And, you know, Mitt Romney brought that out, Scott, and said, hey, where are your tax reforms? And, oh, by the way, he's being audited. And so, you know, throw something out there just to get them to chew on, which was another reason for everybody to get in the fight. And, next thing you know, you got Trump in the middle and feeling like a piñata, you know, because Cruz and Rubio were having it with him, you know. So,
is this going to be another thing like it was with Mitt, where they villainized somebody for only paying $3 million in taxes or something like that?
Well, I think that what we're finding is the same thing that happened with Barack Obama, you know, during his two cycles of campaigning. He got get out of jail card no matter what. He could say whatever, you know, he wanted to say. He's bigger than the media, and they're going to give him a pass. And they did it for Barack Obama on the Democratic side. This year now they're doing it with Trump. Trump can do no wrong. It doesn't matter. I mean, he all but says that John McCain is a traitor. The silly things that he comes up with, and I think that's what makes it tough for people to want to vote for him, and that's why his numbers, you know, stay somewhere around 35% to 40%. But, you know, the other thing that I think the rest of America who says, hey, look, I don't like Trump, but I'm not getting what I need to get from, you know, some other candidate that has the message and can give me the confidence that they're the guy, you know?
Well, I mean, you're more in touch with politics than I am. What is gained by getting their tax returns? What do people see? You know how then you know how much somebody made, or
and even with the Mitt Romney deal, I mean, you know, they wanted to give him a bad time because he was so wealthy and getting I think only paying what about 15%, but it was all legal. It was all legal. And I said, well, how many people want to be like, I want to be like Mitt Romney. Who doesn't want that kind of return on investment?
I'd love to be like Mitt
Romney. Yeah, exactly. And Donald Trump, I mean, you know, you see that success. This reinforces the American dream and potentially what is there. Fortunately for Mitt Romney and even for Donald Trump, they're beyond the curve to where they're not necessarily being squashed by regulations that exist today. It makes it much more difficult today for somebody to become a millionaire, be successful, because of all the regulations they got to step through. And the fact of the matter is we need people of wealth, because the last time, as we've said before, I've never heard of a poor person hiring somebody. You know, people are blessed because of the way this country is engineered, the way our founding fathers put it together. and they have contributed. And we again, just, you know, we need to focus on the integrity of it all too. You know.
And again, somebody that paid $3 million in taxes, that shouldn't be vilified. That should be, well, thanks, man.
Well, Bernie Sanders wants it all. He thinks the rich people should pay 100%.
We already know his first 40 years of tax.
Exactly. Yeah. Follow his example. Why not? Hey, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's got to be an us kind of thing. That's something we have to do together, okay? All hands on deck. The reason we're in the mess we're in is because we thought the people on top were going to look out for our best interests. How's that working for you? We're only $19 trillion in debt, you know, so, but look, we got to turn this around. You know, when you got 7 out of 10 of us seeing it for what it is, that, you know, they're saying we're off track, Barbara. And, hey, if that many people are saying we're off track, I got to say, look, good observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? You know, are we going to be part of the solution, or are we just going to beat people up over it, huh? Yeah, I'm asking.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you were asking
I thought I'd interact and bring you on a little bit early, and then
great,
and then I'm going to brag about you in just a second.
Oh, yeah. I think we should do it. You know, it's like eating. How do you eat an elephant one spoonful at a time? And it's up to every individual to do something.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, that's what our country was based on, is self-responsibility. You get outside of the self-responsibility, now you got to start relying on other people. We got major, major problems.
We do have major problems, yeah.
And here we are. Well, you're hearing the voice of Barbara LaChance. She is with us. I'm so happy that we could get together here. We're at NRB Proclaim 16 in Nashville, Tennessee, one more day, and we're having a great thrill. Let me give you a little bit about Barbara's background. She's an ordained Anglican minister, a certified life coach, master life strategist, seeing each person as a unique gift of God. She and her husband, Jerry, founded the Second Community Training Home in Connecticut and later expanded to New Covenant, Inc. It's a group home for people with development disabilities. And Barbara has written her third book that we're going to be talking about as well, Saying Yes to God. It, you know, sometimes it's hard to say yes to God.
It is.
But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong, you know, with dealing with that because, you know, God wants us to be real.
He does. Yeah. And I wrote a book saying yes to God, but it doesn't mean that I've already always have said yes to God.
Right. Well, it never fails to surprise me. The thing that God often asks us to do is the very thing that we need to learn.
Exactly.
Right?
I agree with that 100%. Yeah.
So
I do. When we go ahead.
Right. No,
He was asking us to work with people with developmental disabilities, and they... people would always come to us and say, do you have special training for this? And we said, absolutely none.
Mm.
But then I thought about people in Scripture. Nobody was qualified to do the work that God called them to do.
Right.
So he qualifies those who are called. So
yeah.
We just kind of went with it, and we decided we'd just treat people with developmental disabilities as being normal because they were normal for who they are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like that Moses dude. I mean, it wasn't like he had a bunch of training. He was out walking, you know, couple of million Jews out in the desert, and you know, he had training, went to some sort of you know, school for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Peter was called to work with the Jews, and Paul was called to work with the Gentiles.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't their expertise.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. So here it is, and particularly with Paul. Paul wasn't, you know, he didn't deal with Gentiles. I mean, he was the Jew of Jews, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, of course.
So,
yeah.
So here the fun uh-huh. thing is you say yes to God and uh-huh. put on your crash helmet and seatbelt and get ready, right?
Right. And even if you think about it, you know, Jesus and his humanity said yes to God and the God of Gethsemane. Mm-hmm. He said, not my will, but your will be done. And all that agony that he was experiencing, and he was doing it out of his humanity. And I think sometimes we think, well, sure, he's Jesus.
Yeah, right.
You know, but it really wasn't. He was doing it out of his humanity. So he's our greatest example of
exactly.
saying yes to God.
So why do you think God chose you and Jerry to deal with this issue? You know, in dealing with people with disabilities.
Well, my husband was born with a physical disability. You know, he had just a deformed arm. But he was always a great inspiration to others and to myself. And could accomplish anything. You know, sail a boat, fly a plane, do whatever he wanted to do.
Right.
Most people would say, well, you can't do that. Became a right seat pilot. And so our spiritual walk and our walk with working with people with a handicap kind of went into a thread where it happened simultaneously. And so then one day Jerry came home and said, you know, Barbara, God wants us to take in retarded children. And that's what they called him back then.
Yes.
And I said, all right, who am I to argue with God? Let's mm-hmm. do it. And so they were starting to deinstitutionalize in the state of Connecticut, the big group homes.
Right.
And they were putting these people into individual private homes. And so we took these children and adults to live with us. And we were probably mostly inspired by a book by Jean Vanier, who started Lush Communities in France, mm-hmm. and Mother Teresa. Those were right. my two models.
Right.
They were the people Not I bad. Wanted. Yeah. They were the people that I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've accomplished that quite, but they were a huge inspiration to me in
right.
reading about their lives and their work with people. And so we just felt this calling from God.
Yeah. Well, the Bible tells us we're all made in God's image.
Amen.
Been told that, you know, I think one minister said, I'd never met a mere mortal.
That's beautiful.
And I think it is, too. I think
yeah.
it just, it says a lot there, you know, that when you're in contact with a fellow human being created by God through this journey we call life, I have this sense that we're on hallowed ground.
We are.
You know, yeah. and when that is your perspective,
mm-hmm.
You live from the inside out, you allow God to speak through you and touch these people, regardless of what condition they happen to be in
mm-hmm.
temporarily,
mm-hmm.
thank God.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an eternal deal for them, right?
Exactly. We had when we adopted two of our special needs people when they came to live with us as babies, and mm-hmm. they were told that not to get attached because Gretchen would be dead by the time she was three. She had failure to thrive. She was blind, hydrocephalic seizure disorder, severely brain damaged, and cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Philip had Down syndrome and had a severe heart condition. They said he'd be dead by puberty. Philip is still alive. He's 39 years old. He's a prophet. He's an intercessor. Everybody wants to be like Philip in church.
Mm.
Gretchen passed away about 5 years ago. She was 27 years old. And she touched more people than I think I've touched. People would see her, and she would emanate love like you wouldn't believe. And you asked her where Jesus lived, she would point right to her heart. And she knew God. She knew Christ. She knew Jesus. And it was amazing. And people were astounded. And they found when they would come into our home that all of a sudden this fear that they had about working with people with developmental disabilities or handicapped individuals, they didn't need to be feared.
Yes.
They didn't need to be. I remember one time we went to took all of our clients up to a resort in Stowe, Vermont. We took everybody into the pool for a swim. When we walked in, everybody walked out.
Wow.
And it was so sad. Mm. And we would take them into the best restaurants.
Yes.
We would take them every place. We integrated them into society. And people around us would look and stare, and they would say, you know, that you could see them mumbling under their breath.
And, mm-hmm.
But I realized a lot of that is fear, and, you know, it was intimidation. But after they got to know these people, their lives changed tremendously.
What a lost blessing for them.
It is.
You know, because,
it really is,
you know,
yeah.
the Bible says a word aptly spoken doesn't say where it comes from, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And here you are, and then you have people who can come into your life that have a childlike perspective, mm-hmm. that Jesus said, do not, you know, you, in order to come into the kingdom of heaven, you have to approach it from a childlike mentality, right?
Absolutely,
that
yeah.
innocence, that openness,
yes. mm-hmm.
and that love, that mm-hmm. pure love that mm-hmm. that they give us. What a special you know, experience for both you and Jerry, and I thank you so much for coming. Saying Yes to God, available at all the usual places, I take it.
Amazon, yes.
Well, good. I'll tell you, you say yes to God and get ready.
Amen.
It can be a lot of fun, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Barbara LaChance has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Barbara, Jerry sitting next to you. He's, you know, been supporting us all the way. And Jerry, thank you for coming in as well. All right. God bless.
February.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. This is Bill Martinez coming to you in 270 markets across these United States, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 in the morning every day. And starting March the 7th is the new time. We're going to be on 3 hours from 9 to noon. Hey, with us right now, because we're here in Nashville hanging around all the cats here for NRB Proclaim 16. We've got the director of the movie, The Young Messiah, that people are buzzing about. Cyrus Naresta is with us. Cyrus, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks, Bill. It's great to be here.
Young Messiah, congratulations. Wow, what a great movie. Not only Travis, I did have a chance to see a little bit of the preview here, and so it was awesome.
Great. Well, yeah. Thank you. You know, it's very exciting. We're just getting about to release it March 11th nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Well, remaining true to the character of Jesus revealed in the Bible, The Young Messiah is an inspirational story about the childhood of the Savior for the whole family. So,
yes.
You know, an important aspect to tell because there's so much about Jesus we didn't know, right?
Right. This is part of the lost years. You know, inspired by Scripture and rooted in history, basically we imagine 1 year in the boyhood of Jesus. He's age 7.
Mm-hmm. So, who came up with the idea? Whose fault is it?
Well, it's based on a novel, actually, by Anne Rice that was published over 10 years ago.
Right.
She sort of had a religious reawakening and wrote this book. It came to her to write about Jesus' lost years, age 7. And the idea is this is the age where he's starting to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows there's something different about him, but he's not sure what it is. And in the course of this movie, he comes to the full comprehension of who he is as the Son of God.
And this whole process, his parents are looking at him. I mean, let's go back to when Jesus was born. Well, even before, his mother gets revelation, says, hey, you're going to deliver this baby. You're going to be a virgin. All this process, and it's like, wow, first of all, who am I?
Right.
And the whole mystery, and she's carrying this with her as her son is developing, right?
Right. And she has to sort of keep it a secret because the threats and the dangers are still out there. And he's just a child right now. This is the human Jesus as a young boy, and she has to protect him. The family has to protect him. So they haven't told him too much.
Right.
And they're not sure what or how much they can even tell him. They don't want to do God's job for him. You know, it's the father who must tell his son Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in the course of the journey, he comes to that understanding, and they do help him.
Yeah.
There's a very powerful scene where Mary basically sits him down near the end of the movie and talks to him about the angel who came to her and what happened.
Well, going back to, as you say, that they had to protect their son. I mean, they get a message from the angel, says, look, you got to go to Egypt. You got to get out of here.
Yep.
And so here they are believing by faith. They're going to act on a warning from God. They leave, and behind them is all this death.
Yep. Well, our movie starts in Egypt. He's age 7.
Mm-hmm.
And they've now heard that Herod is dead, Herod the Great, and they decide maybe it's safe to go back.
Right.
And so they journey back to Nazareth, where they haven't been for his entire childhood. His entire childhood was in Alexandria, in Egypt.
Right.
And so they journey back to Nazareth, and it's in the course of that journey that he's asking these questions. And ultimately has to go to the temple in Jerusalem.
It's culminated there, isn't it? I mean, you know, because now he goes from asking questions, and he's still asking questions, you know, among the Jewish leaders and the religious leaders, and they're going, whoa, this is, at this point, he'd have been 12, right? When he was in
the temple. The scene that's in the Bible, he's age 12. In our movie, he's age 7, so this is a precursor to that.
Right.
What our movie does is it foreshadows a lot that happens later in Jesus' life and in his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those examples. We kind of foreshadow his visit to the temple and his schooling the rabbis.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like what you said about the musical score, real special. Of course, you know, you have Academy Award nominated composer John Debney, known for the score of Passion of the Christ. And you said when the music was put to the movie, to the pictures, it just brought it all together, didn't it?
Well, yeah, the movie's not done until John does his score.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of account for that. There's a scene here at the end of the movie where the centurion is confronted with the boy, and it's kind of a face-off, mm-hmm. and you're wondering what the centurion's going to do, and he really doesn't say anything, but you know what he's thinking. But the music helps us mm-hmm. in that process of what he determines ultimately to do. Without that music, the scene doesn't work.
Exactly.
John's a genius. He did my score for my last movie, The Stoning of Sarai Am. He's going to be here at NRB.
Yes. Well, what a team that you've been able to put together, and you know, in terms of this in this movie as well. I mean, you got to feel blessed over and over again to be able to work with these guys.
No, I've worked with great people. Chris Columbus and 1492 Pictures, who've made hits like the Home Alone movies, the Harry Potter movies, Night at the Museum, The Help. They produced the movie. Brilliant producers. I worked with Tracy Price, Bill Andrew of Ocean Blue Entertainment. They helped put together the pieces on this, which was not easy, and sort of bring it to life, make it happen. And you need people that behind you like that, because I'm focused on the creative. My job is to tell this story, to cast the movie, to determine the visuals, and just basically make this thing flow creatively. Mm-hmm. Their job is to make it so that, to support me so that I can do that.
Yeah. That you have the elements to work with.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to do a big, epic movie on a tight budget, and without them, it's impossible.
Exactly. Well, The Young Messiah, a look at Jesus at the age of 7 in the early years, as you say, it's all a foreshadowing of things to come, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Well, wow. I'll tell you, we can't wait. It's going to be on full release. Of course, we're promoting it here on Bill Martinez Live for all the right reasons, as you can imagine. And it's going to be released nationwide?
March 11th.
March 11th.
At a theater near you?
Hey, that's it. Probably a week, just about a week before my birthday. So that'll be a good celebration. That'll be great. Cyrus, thank you so much for stopping by and filling us in. All the best for The Young Messiah. I know the buzz will continue. It's going to be real exciting. We're going to hear more buzz after tonight's premiere showing here at NRB.
Thanks so much, Bill.
I'll tell you, and there was a bit of a forecast here because the buzz exactly after last night, a movie well received, Cyrus Narasta. I know a lot of people, as Bob Walaszewski said earlier, were surprised because when you hear, you know, some of the creative, you know, direction of the movie, you're thinking, okay, what are we going to get ourselves into? But it is so well done. Cyrus, of course, credited as the writer, producer, and director of the movie. He is, you know, known for, you know, doing some great work. He's been in the business for over 20 years. You might remember La Femme Nikita. He developed and wrote the pilot for that USA Network show that ran from 1996 to 2001. So very, very able, outstanding director. And the movie, The Young Messiah, which will be released nationwide come March 11th. And, of course, we'll be promoting it here on Bill Martinez Live. So, you know, great time with Cyrus here at NRB Proclaim 16 in Nashville as we continue. I do want to remind you, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. All the information's there. If you want to drop me an email, it will come to me direct at Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Coming up next, we got a visit from First Call. Yes, First Call is in the house, and they're going to be here in studio with us. So looking forward to talking with them about, you know, their career, which has been a stellar career. And, you know, what's going to be coming up for them? I mean, a lot of exciting. They've come back together, and we're really excited to see, you know, the new project as it unfolds here. So, you know, we're here in Nashville hanging out with the cats, as they say, and this is our you know, our final day here. So you know, we're going to wrap things up, but you know, hey, it's been a lot of fun. I had a great opportunity to meet with a lot of good folks, and you know, if we get a chance, Nicole C. Mullen's going to be coming up as well. But as I said, up next, and look at, they're already ready to go. All right, First Call, just about ready. They're getting ready to sit down here, and we're going to be talking with First Call in just a moment. So stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome
will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. You will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where has he gone?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming to you live from Nashville. And, oh, gosh, you can't believe who I have in the studio right now. It is so exciting to have first call in here. Marty couldn't make it, and so we get to talk behind his back, right?
Absolutely. Well,
you said trash him. You said trash him.
Trash him. Yeah, why not? It's early in the day.
Well, we've got Bonnie Keene and Melody Tunney is with us from First Call. And, we got somebody on the phone with us? Who's this on the phone?
Surprise!
Martin! Marty! Oh, we weren't really going to trash you, Marty. We thought you were still asleep.
There's nothing we can say to trash you. Hi.
Every word.
Mark, can we miss you?
Hey, Marty.
How are you doing?
Good to have you with us. We've got Marty McCall, Bonnie Keene, Melody Tunney with us. First call, we got the three of them here, and they are surprised because we weren't sure we were going to be able to get Marty on. So,
awesome.
Made our day.
Absolutely made our day.
Well, the only way it should be to have all three. I'm sorry. Go. Yeah.
I said Bill and Benita from our publicist worked it out. So, you know.
Thank you.
We thought it would be really fun. So, thank you, Bill. How's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing great. We're having fun here, staying out of trouble. I mean, this is the last day, and, you know, they're clearing the house because we got a couple presidential candidates coming in.
So,
they're checking everybody, and I think they've checked the girls a couple times to make sure they left their fan or 50s at home.
We've avoided it so far.
I think you got the good end of that stick, though, Bill, with Bonnie and Mel.
I'll tell you, you know, it is an honor to, you know, to substitute for you, you know,
he's learned all of your parts, Marty.
Right.
We've been holding auditions all week.
I'm lip syncing is what I'm doing, Marty, let me tell you. You know, Bonnie, let me ask you first, you know, the first call when it first, you know, the name, I mean, you were looking, you know, being studio musicians, studio backup singers, that was your heart. And that's about where you saw, you know, the group going. You really didn't see it to where it is today. But God did.
No, we had no idea. We had actually been on the road with various groups and decided to start our families and stay in Nashville. And certain producers were calling Marty and Mel and I to sing together. They liked our sound. We thought, this is a great idea. We'll sit down and come up with a plan to market ourselves and just stay here and do as much work as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And the term first call in Nashville is used for musicians, players, you know, first call for a session. So we thought, that's a great name.
Yeah, right.
We also had a first calling that we shared to follow Christ. So it had a double meaning for us.
Exactly.
And then our ministry and career really has been one unexpected act of God's grace after another, taking where we were and just moving us on and moving us on and moving us on. And to now, you know, 14 projects later, and the original three of us, it's a really joy to have this new EP out to for people to hear, called Second Birth.
Right. And Mel, you know, I want to touch on the new EP here in just a moment. But, you know, as things are moving along, I mean, you think, okay, we're going to stay here, stay close to town, not have to do a lot of traveling. But God says, I have a better idea for you. So what do you do?
Well, we obeyed ultimately, but in the beginning, that really was our plan, because we had all been on the road with various groups and wanted to start our families and just be here in Nashville, and God was opening doors for us to record. And so when we formed, we said, okay, this is a strictly going to be a studio group, right? Right. I mean, all three of us in agreement.
Right.
And it really was a case of, you know, don't ever tell the Lord what you don't want to do, because God had so many bigger plans for us than we ever could imagine.
Marty, how did you get together with Mel and Bonnie?
Well, we actually got called by a producer to work together on probably a background on a record. We also had done a lot of jingles for radio and TV and things like that. And, I mean, that's what we ended up doing. But, you know, he called us together. In fact, I think Mel might have booked the session for a producer. Mm-hmm. And we just loved the way we sounded together. It didn't take any work for us to create a great blend. And we were about the same level in terms of speed and, you know, just diving in and coming up with what we needed for backgrounds. And so it kept happening. And so finally, and we really loved it, and so finally Mel very timidly broached the subject.
She wanted to break the contract? She wanted to break the agreement on you guys?
Right. And so, well, really, it was to sing together, to sort of form a group to be a studio group. And so we marketed ourselves for a while as a ready-made background, you know, recording group.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, took off, and we were very popular among the producers. And so we just, you know, we were really happy doing that. And then we were asked to go with Sandy on one of her biggest
Sandy
arena
Petty.
Tours.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so, you know, everybody was then asking us to do a record. And so, having done so many already, we didn't really want to just do another Christian project. You know, we really wanted it to be challenging for us and fun, and so we just looked for, we wrote songs, we looked for writers who would write for us, and looked for amazing, you know, arrangements and things like that, and put together our first record, and took it on the road with Sandy, and Undivided became a number one radio song, you know, while we were on tour. So that's what.
Well, you know, what about Confirmation? Huh? Was that Confirmation?
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah, we were kind of, you know, we were a little bit, I guess, spoiled at the beginning, and we just were kind of whining, I guess, about it a little bit. Like, we didn't want to do this, Lord, you know, and which is, as Mel was saying, is kind of a stupid thing to do, but we did, but
that's okay. God puts up with us. He knows.
Yeah,
we're part of the family, right?
We were totally confused about what to do in the beginning, and you know, it's so interesting. I remember just being in awe of both Marty and Mel. Marty's voice, you know, in Fireworks, and watching him, I didn't know who he was, you know, and then getting to sing with him. And then Mel is just brilliant in the studio and so fast. And when she came to us and said, let's do this, I was really just blown away by the thought of singing with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we started touring and people loved the music, we were like, wow, I guess this is nice. People like, you know, when we were nominated for a Grammy, we were singing on the Grammy Awards.
Right.
Like, it was terrifying.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then really, over the years, we just watched God use the music in a powerful way, and we started really taking it seriously.
Exactly.
And it's just
Well, it's been amazing,
awesome,
like
journey.
You say, 5 Grammy Award nominations, you know, Dove Awards, 3 Gospel Music, you know, Association Awards. I mean, it's been an absolute stellar career. So all your fault, Mel.
It's well, Mel's fault. You know, it was a God thing.
We only got about a minute left. I want to talk about, you know, about the EP, the new EP. It's mm-hmm. Rebirth. Tell us about that. Second Birth, I'm sorry.
Second Birth. Well, the title comes from one of the songs on the project that we had recorded years ago, Lord of All. And it says, Lord of All, of the love that purchased man a second birth. And so we loved just the thought of first call, second birth. And it's very symbolic of the fact that we just really, Bill, we've never known where God is leading us. Mm-hmm. And this is just, this feels like a time where just God is allowing us to sing together again. We have no idea what is ahead for us. And we kind of don't want to figure it out. We just want to trust Him for what the next step is. And but we're excited about the project.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much. First call here at NRB in Nashville.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Marty, for calling in. Appreciate it. Bonnie Keene, Molly Cunning.
Yay!
Yes, look at, they even harmonize when they say hi. Isn't that disgusting? That's disgusting. First call on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, guys.
Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where has he gone?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, coming to you coast to coast in over 270 markets across these United States, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11, live Eastern, of course, on your smartphone around the world via shortwave. Out there, we had somebody special walk in, and we just had to talk to her. Nicole C. Mullen is with us. Nicole, what a delight to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, it's wonderful here at Nashville. We're here for NRB, Proclaim 16, hanging out with the cats. Some people are still trying to see if Elvis is still alive. Did you know 10% of America believes he's still alive?
Really?
Exactly. When I went to Memphis, somebody said they saw him on a piece of toast.
Again? Great.
Oh, my. It just goes to tell you, people can believe all sorts of stuff. But what an honor to have you here. I mean, with all your Dove Awards that you've won, the success that you've enjoyed in the midst of being a mom and everything else, and we'll talk later about that rumor that's flying around, okay?
Oh, ooh.
Just for fun, because inquiring people want to know,
yes.
Nicole. Well, you know, but for your career, I mean, you, I guess, in a sense, typical of most children who are raised in the church,
yeah.
You got to sing, right?
Yeah.
And you've been singing since, what, you're 2 years
since
old?
Since I was 2 years old, yeah.
Wow.
You know, grew up in a, like you said, a Christian home. My grandparents were Pentecostal pastors on both sides of the family. Mom and dad were deacons in the church, so I was in church like 8, 9, 10 days a week, like all the time. And we sang, you know, even as we were little. And so growing up, it was kind of a normal Coleman thing to do, was to sing. And so.
Okay, so you know you have a voice. And along the way, you realize, you know, I can write this stuff.
Yeah.
And you start putting lyrics together.
Yeah. I was 12 when I wrote my first song.
Wow.
Yeah. And I re-recorded it maybe about a few years ago, actually, for the first time.
Right.
But not re-recorded. I recorded it for the first time a few years ago. But it was a song of worship that God gave me. And since the age of 12, I've been writing songs. And so I really consider myself a songwriter before I consider myself a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a writer who sings and not just a singer who writes.
Right.
So.
But what a powerful voice.
It's the Lord. Yeah. On all fronts.
But, you know, and, you know, what was it like for you as you're driving around, the first time you turn on the radio and you go, "That's I'm on the radio."
It was exciting and humbling. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, oh my goodness, that's really my voice coming out, you know, through the speakers. And so, again, it's a testimony that God is able to take little and do great with it if we give it to Him. And He's no respecter of persons. I mean, no one would have voted that I would be sitting here today, but God did. And so I'm grateful.
Well, and here it is. You start out and you make the circuit. And like most people, you're a background singer.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Having a good time. And I mean,
yeah.
I mean, with some small people in the business, like Michael W. Smith.
Amy Grant and the Newsboys. Yeah.
Right? And Jackie Velasquez. I mean, you're doing, and as well, you know, we talked about her singing, songwriting. Also, she choreographed very, very well.
Oh.
She knows how to dance.
I did. A little bit.
Yeah, right. So, but I mean, here it is. It's enough to keep you busy.
Yeah.
And keep you working and all that good stuff. But what a career and how much fun, like you say, with Michael W. Smith and what a heart for Jesus.
Yes.
How special is that?
Yes. You know what? Actually, even before it was my turn to take center stage, I asked God. I said, "Lord, if it's ever Your will for me to do that again, to be a solo artist," because back in the day, I was on Frontline, which is now gone Flatline. That was in the 90s. But I said, "I would love for You to put me around people who are doing a great job so I can learn from them." And He did put me around Michael and Amy and Cece and the Newsboys, just to glean. And then eventually He said, "Okay, it's your turn again." And so I felt like I was able to go back out on that stage better equipped to love on God's people, to serve them, and to sing to them. And so I'm ever grateful to them.
Okay, people want to know about Redeemer, of course. You know, we sing that. The kids have been singing it from day one, it seems. So give us the genesis of Redeemer.
Okay, well, I sat in the room one day, and after reading the book of Job, or at least the first part of it, I was compelled by Job, who went from riches to rags and back from rags to riches again, in the middle of his despair, because everything was taken from him. 10 kids were dead in one day. His wealth was gone. Eventually, his health was gone. He was depressed. But in the midst of his despair is where he actually said to himself and those around him, he said, basically, "I don't know what's going on in life, but I do know that my Redeemer lives. And then the last day He's going to stand upon the earth." And I thought, if Job can hope against hope in the midst of his depression, how much more can I, how much more can we in the midst of our despair? And so not only has that song given hope, but it has been my hope as well, even through my dark seasons and my dark nights and my unanswered questions, to know that there is a God who will buy back my pain, He will buy back my shame, and He will use it and put it together for my good and His glory. And so He lives.
Exactly. And for you, it must be exciting is that, yes, you have captivated the hearts, the ears of the Christian community, but you've crossed over as well. And that's real special because you know God's truth when it touches all mankind. And you happen to be His instrument. Isn't that a blessing?
It is. It really is. And again, it's humbling because you know it's not really you. You know it's a God that lives through you. And even with the song Redeemer, I just felt like I was a secretary taking notes one day. And He just blessed me to be in the right place at the right time to be a conduit. And so if anybody's lives have been changed or their direction has been shifted toward Him, then again, mission accomplished and to God be the glory.
Well, and for you, you didn't stop with singing, songwriting, dancing. You've been rather active for conservative causes, for inner city youth.
Yeah.
You've had a heart for inner city youth.
Yeah.
You've seen the results of abject neglect.
Yeah, yeah. And we're doing something about it. We have a mentorship program called Baby Girls Club.
Yeah, I like it.
And, yeah, we love on young girls. We dance with them. We do arts and crafts, singing, playing instruments. We do homework with them. We get involved in their lives. And we give them the scripture. We give them Jesus. And so we've seen lives change. We've seen their mothers change because of it. Their families change. And so we have a model here in Franklin, and we're relaunching that. And we also have a model in the country of Belize, and we have a model also in the country of Zambia, and hoping to expand even from there. So.
And I know, Nicole, you've also had a heart for the women that have had to go through or made the choice, pro-choice, and the results of that in the black community, 40% of babies, Hispanic community, 25%.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about all the innovations,
pro-life,
yes. Yes, exactly, that have been vaporized because of convenience.
Absolutely,
basically, most of, for most reasons.
To the God of convenience, absolutely, yes. And so
I do speak out about how God has made us valuable. Even the new song that I have is called Hey Girl, and it says it's from Psalm 139, you know. God has made you valuable because he has made us fearfully and wonderfully, and so we are to praise him because of that. And I'm also big on the domestic violence issue. Yeah. That's something that I suffered in the past as well. So speaking up for those who can't speak up for themselves, they're too afraid to do so.
Exactly.
That they're worth something and they're worth fighting for.
And I think that is the key, just what you said, mm-hmm. is that we're worth something. You know, where's your identity?
Yeah.
If your identity is locked in Jesus, you know the value. You understand the value, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's what's missing from our culture, and that's why people are lost. And I find it quite ironic
yeah.
that the same people that said they didn't want the church involved in their lives are saying, where are you?
Absolutely,
right?
Yes. Or where is God?
Right.
You try to kick him out of your schools and your hospitals and your governments, and he's still here, mm-hmm. but he's not participating in the way that you thought he should because you said no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And not only here, but around the world as well. You know, we see this happening with ISIS and
yeah.
Israel, Iran, what's going on.
Yeah.
It is scary times. I mean, when you have someone like Dr. Billy Graham saying, these are the last of the last
Ooh.
Days, I think it's time to take note,
yeah,
right?
I think you're right.
Because he doesn't talk like that.
No, no. And he speaks in very few words. So when he speaks, you ought to listen because the Lord really does use him. Yeah.
In 1998, on my knees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a lyric. And I got to say this about you. What I think makes you so distinct. Yes, you are a writer, but you are an interpreter of the lyric that you are singing. I heard it once. Frank Sinatra gave some advice to Frankie Valli. I had interviewed Frankie Valli once years ago.
Wow.
And he told me, he says, Bill, he goes, what Frank Sinatra taught me was how to interpret a lyric.
Wow.
He says, and when I heard you sing, I go, she's got it. She knows how to interpret. She feels
wow.
the lyric.
Thank
she's
you.
Interpreting. Even though it's your words that you wrote,
thank you.
It is real special.
Oh, thank
and that
you.
Comes across. So On My Knees, tell us about On My Knees.
Well, On My Knees, I was writing with two other writers back in the day, and my job was to write the verses, you know, the lyrics for the verses. And I remember going home, and I thought about my mom. My mom and my dad, they taught us how to pray growing up, and my mom's dad taught her how to pray. And it was her direction and her modeling what it was is what I pulled from when I was writing. There are days when I feel, you know, like, I feel like everything is great, and there are days I feel like everything is horrible. Mm-hmm. But it really doesn't matter because I've learned how to survive when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
And that survival does not come in what you have, what you wear, where you live, but it comes from being on your knees before the one who sees everything.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, so you got to get it. You can hear what the actual lyrics are, but but that was the essence of it. And so we pitched it to Jackie, and Jackie sang it, and I sang it later, but the rest history.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the history continues. Songwriter of the Year, Pop Contemporary Record of the Year for Redeemer as a singer-songwriter, Female Vocalist of the Year. I mean, your contemporaries, critics, they've all acknowledged the gifting that God has given you, Nicole. It is so special, and I really appreciate you stopping in. But before I let you go, we got to talk about that rumor. And the only reason I'm bringing it up, because sometimes, you know, public out there can say things, and I want to give you an opportunity
to clear the record.
Just in case. So, what's going on with you and Donnie?
Well, Donnie McClurkin and I, we're very good friends, I'll just say that.
Okay.
And you'll have to wait and see if there's more to it or not. So
okay.
I'll just say that.
All right. I'm not going to push you, although Donnie did kind of let the cat out of the bag.
What did he say?
Well, you know, he tweeted everybody, goes, what did he say? Something about, I just had the best night of my life.
No, we were on a date at the Stellar Awards together.
Well, yeah.
That's what he's saying. And then he was, yeah. But we're great friends, and I respect him highly. He's a great man of God.
Yes, exactly.
And you'll have to wait and see if there's more to the story or not.
Okay.
And I'm blushing. I'm turning red.
I know you are. Okay. I know. But I wanted to give you that opportunity because, you know, sometimes people say that kind of stuff, and you know, we'll give you a chance to tell the truth because we're about pursuing the truth.
Yes,
no matter where it leads us, right?
And let me just say this, too. This has been really, it's been a sweet season. After a couple years ago, I went through a really hard season. I had a marital status change. And so just to even see that the Lord is able to even possibly redeem something has been just a salve of healing for a broken heart. So
exactly.
If you're in that position, just know God is able to heal yours as well.
So. There, it's not over yet.
It's
is
not
it?
Over yet.
He's
yeah.
the author and finisher.
That he is.
Without a doubt. Nicole C. Mullen, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Nicole, you're set.
Your comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation, unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.